In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we are the last Sunday after Pentecost. We have heard the gospel of the last judgment. Scary on one side and encouraging on the other one. It is time to do an examination of conscience on the past year, but also time to look forward to the year to come. Next Sunday it will be Advent already. Let us not waste time. Don't waste time. What is time? Said Saint Augustine. If no one asks me, I know what it is. If I wish to explain it to him who asks, I don't know. Dear faithful, time is a gift from God. Let us use it well. Prayer is not a waste of time. Saint John Climacus said, "Do not say after spending a long time in prayer that nothing is gained. For you have already gained something. And what higher good is there than to cling to the Lord and persevere in unceasing union with Him?" And Saint Augustine again, "Bad times, hard times, this is what people keep saying. But let us live well and times should be good. We are the times, such as we are, such are the times." Saint Augustine, 4th century. It is the same today. But listen to this story. Oh, it is a story though, nothing real. But interesting to understand the notion of time. Johnny was the kind of kid whose favorite activity was laying about staring at the ceiling or sitting quietly in front of the TV. He knew his parents didn't like that he spent too much time like that, but he liked the comfort of that kind of life, and after all, he wasn't doing badly at school. One day, while out hiking, Johnny sat down to rest a while, and the next thing he knew, he had lost the rest of the group. But right at that moment, while getting to his feet, he was stunned to see a little angel walking quickly through the trees. Johnny followed him, and when he reached him, the angel invited him to discover a secret place. So off they went through the mountains and arrived at a small clearing. In the middle of the clearing, there appeared to be a well. "This is a wonderful well," explained the angel. "Every so often, some wonderful gifts come out of it, and whoever is here at the time can use them and enjoy them." Now, Johnny did not know whether to believe this story, but at the same moment, a really cool bicycle appeared out of the well. "Oh, can I keep it?" Johnny asked. "Sure, it's all yours. Enjoy it." Johnny went over and spent a long time looking at the bike, really excited by it. Finally, he got on to try it out. But not for long. Because without any warning, the bike disappeared. And Johnny hit the dirt. He would have been really angry with the angel had it not been for the fact that the costume of his favorite superhero had just come out the well, complete with all accessories. Again, Johnny spent a long time inspecting everything about the costume. And again, just after he had dressed himself in it and started playing, this gift disappeared. And so it continued. Before his eyes came a procession of all the things Johnny liked, but not a single one of them stuck around for very long. At first he was angry because he wanted to keep everything to take home, but realizing that this wouldn't be possible, he contented himself with enjoying each of the wonders provided by the well until he could do so no longer. He sat down and had a rest with the angel. And the angel explained that the well had always worked this way, constantly making wonderful gifts, and those gifts always disappeared shortly afterwards. And he told Johnny how everyone ended up accepting that the well was better that way, offering something new every time. Time passed so quickly that before they knew it, everyone was out looking for Johnny. Hearing their shouts, the angel ran away and only had time to say, "I can't let them see me, and neither can I allow you to remember where this place is. But lest you forget, I will present you with a gift." He handed Johnny a small parcel, and before disappearing, the angel said, "It is a miniature copy of the well, but it just as wonderful. Learn to look at it in the right way, and it will provide you with great joy. Goodbye." With all the commotion that ensued after he was found in the woods, Johnny forgot about the gift until a few days later. He decided to open it in his room, as if it were a secret, only to discover that the gift was a simple clock with a picture of him playing near the well. "The angel was kidding me," he said. "I knew it would have been too much to get a real copy of that well." So Johnny sat back on the bed to practice his speciality of whiling away the time. However, when the hand of the clock had turned 5 minutes, a small glow came out of the clock, and the picture of Johnny happily playing burst into 1,000 pieces, which came back together to form the image of a child looking lonely and bored. The same happened another 5 minutes later, and every 5 more minutes had passed without Johnny having done anything. Johnny began to understand. What if the gifts from the well were the minutes themselves? Was that what the angel had been talking about when he said Johnny needed to learn how to look at a gift properly? That way, Johnny would have everything. Time cannot stop. And therefore, you have to really make sure to enjoy the gifts, the graces you are given when they come. Because once they go, they are gone for good, and they will not come back. Then he thought about the minutes he had been given in life. So many of them spent watching television or lying in his room. And those minutes would never return. And he realized that, as with gifts from the well, you had to start enjoying them right away, to use them to grow, to learn, to pray, to be closer to God. And ever since that day, it was as though there were 2 or 3 Johnnies in the house. Wherever he was, he learned to open his eyes and to discover in every moment what a fantastic gift, what fantastic graces he had been given by the well of time. And in this way, he learned to read books he would never have read, play games he never would have played, make friends he never would have made, and learning lessons he never would have learned. He learned to see everything around him as a gift, a grace from God to use for his salvation. What is time worth? The old English saying known all over the world says time is money. And it is true, in the sense that we need to use it to live, to work, to make some money. And to make good use of every minute is an important science. The old monk was right, who wrote on the hourglass of the monastery somewhere in Germany the following warning: "The past has flowed away. The future has not yet come. The present is turning on a point, and that is all you have. You have that point that is the present. Use it correctly. A reward awaits virtue, punishment awaits vice. Dear faithful, if one wants to accomplish great things, he must be well organized in the smaller things. Start thinking today. Think about a resolution for Advent, something to do, to improve. Think about the way you could benefit of the time God is giving you to prepare for eternity. And don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope because of your weaknesses. Again, St. Augustine said, hope has two beautiful daughters, anger and courage. Anger that things are the way they are. Courage to make them the way they ought to be. Let us use our time with courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.